Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, the host for this show. Today, Jerry is on a little bit longer summer break. He'll be back with us, and then you'll get to hear his wonderful voice. But it's just me today, and I have an open mic, so I'm going to share some things with you, because before we dive into the topic, I want to just revisit yesterday's show. I know we may have a new audience today, although we have a lot of regular listeners. Call it my Catholic school perfectionist attitude. I don't know. But last night I was praying about it, and I just wanted to revisit it very, very quickly. But let me give you the topic today, because this is your show, so you need to weigh in on this topic. We titled the show Loving Life. Loving life. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a wonderful day to be alive. And is life fun for you? We're using the word fun today. Okay, we always use the word joy and stuff like that when we're talking in religious circles. Let's use the word fun. Is life fun for you? And the graphic we used on our take2show.com is just lovely. And we wrote a little synopsis about today's show, about that there's so much sadness and suffering in the world. And sometimes we forget how to have fun during the course of our daily lives. And so what brings you a sense of fun? Now, we know that small children, they tend to find fun in all the things of life. You know, they could be playing with the silliest of toys and they are laughing and giggling. And before you know it, everybody in the house is laughing. It just happens like that. And so what brings you that sense of fun? Is it being with your grandchildren, your children? Is it maybe going to a movie with a big tub of popcorn and you're just sitting there and going, man, this is a lot of fun? Or spending time with your friends? We want to hear from you. So here's the number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to be on the show. Please don't sit this out. I need your company today. We want to make sure we have a very lively discussion. Now, the graphic we used, the meme we used for the show, is so precious. I would like all of you who are listening to Take Two to please visit our website, take2show.com, and look at this precious image that we put up for today's show. It actually is our producer, Rich Jesse, and his beautiful wife, Laura, and this precious, precious baby, Rose Claire, who's going to be one this weekend, July 14th. And they are in a store together. I believe it was Hobby Lobby. They were shopping, getting ready for Rose's first birthday party. And look how much fun they're having. And look at baby Rose. She is so precious. You just want to squeeze her. So everybody, take a look at that. And then you get to see our wonderful producer, Rich Jesse. Thanks so much, Rich, for sharing this beautiful family picture with us and making it part of today's show. So we're asking today, what kind of fun do you have in life? Are you enjoying life? Is it fun for you? You know, we have a lot of things going on. If you knew what is going on in my life right now, right at this very moment, you'd be thinking, how is she even laughing? How is she joking? How is she making, you know, fun comments or silly comments? Well, it's my nature. I wake up like this. I don't know. God gave me a quirky sense of humor. But you know what? It's gotten me through a lot of difficult situations, and I can kind of laugh my way through the day, and it does bring me that sense of fun. Remember the 1964 Beach Boys hit Fun, Fun, Fun? That was one of my favorite songs. I love that song. See, I just dated myself. That's the year my husband was born. Wow, I am getting there. Okay, so let me revisit yesterday's show real quickly. We've had a lot of folks comment about the calls yesterday. Diane and Elizabeth and Kate and Amy, who is driving through North Dakota. Just wanted to share that I want to invite all of those wonderful callers to please email us at take2@ewtn.com. We have a lot of supportive comments for you all. So many of the Take Two family are praying for you. They're just supporting you in so many ways. So you have that prayer support around you. If you would please email us, we'd like to share some maybe more comments that are coming in. Just to revisit again the last call from yesterday, that's Amy that was driving through North Dakota. I didn't get to finish my thought yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure, in case Amy or anyone else is listening, about this idea of when we are drawn into the Catholic faith, when we're not Catholic or we've left the Catholic faith and we have this deep desire to come back or to enter into the Catholic faith. And Amy was talking about seeing the beautiful Catholics Come Home commercials. And, it moved her to tears, but she has a family around her that really doesn't, you know, really understand the Catholic faith. And they can be, you know, quite harsh about what Catholics believe and stuff like that, because really they're misinformed. You know, I like to say, It's an ignorance, because, you know, when you really don't understand, there's this ability to say things really, really harsh and mean, if you will, when you're threatened or there's a fear of what you don't understand. And I just want to say this, because I was praying about it last night and I feel strongly by the Spirit I had to say this. There's nothing more intimate. There's nothing more intimate than receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior in the Eucharist and here on earth. There's nothing more intimate. And you know, it makes sense that others are drawn into the Catholic faith. You know, we have the precious sacraments, the healing sacrament of reconciliation. I have so many friends that are not Catholic that have said to me, what's it like to go into the confessional? Do we ever talk about that? We probably don't. There's a lot of non-Catholics that really would love to have that experience. There's non-Catholics, friends of mine that have said to me, what's it like to receive the Eucharist? It's very interesting. But see, we are drawn into that. We want that relationship through the power of God's word and scripture. We want that intimate connection with God. So it makes sense that folks are drawn into the Catholic faith. I just had to say that. And there's no disrespect to the people around who don't understand what we experience as Catholic Christians. I just would invite everybody, just learn about what the Catholic faith has to offer, because you will, I just know in my heart of hearts, you'll be drawn into that, because we all want a closer relationship with God. That's what it's all about being here on earth. So I just had to share that. And Amy, again, if you're listening, please email us, take2@ewtn.com. We're with you in your discernment process, and you have a beautiful heart. And what you shared yesterday really moved a lot of people to comment and to pray around you. And I think that is a wonderful thing. We're a family. So I just had to revisit that from yesterday. But today we're talking about, I know I got off topic. Today we're talking about fun in life. How do you incorporate fun things in your life to keep life enjoyable, to make it, you know, exciting, an adventure? Can you share with us? 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Maybe you have some unique ways that you practice having fun on a daily basis. Sometimes it may be very hard. You know, we're faced with a lot of things in life, and life can become very heavy, a lot of burdens. Okay. How do we make life fun? Remember, Jesus Christ came to bring life and we have life to the full, or abundance. There's other words that are used in scripture, but life to the full, what does that mean? A full life. Don't you think Jesus, when he was journeying with his disciples, don't you think he had fun? Of course he did. He was all divine, but all human. Of course he had fun. He dined for hours. You obviously have to have some kind of fun if you're sitting there dining for a few hours, right? You're going to tell maybe a few jokes, maybe some laughs. There's some silly things that happen. Who knows? How do you bring fun into your life? Let's love life again. It's precious. It's a gift. If you've gone through cancer, you know what I'm talking about. When I went through cancer in 1994, I realized life is a precious gift. Don't take it for granted. Make the most of it. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. 3986. That's the number to call. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and put your first name in, your question, or your comment. We'll be happy to put it into the discussion. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back. You just have me today, so keep me company. Call in. This is your show. Let's talk about fun in life. We'll be right back.
Post your intentions on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's website. To get there, just click on the bright yellow J&D logo at take2show.com. Jerry and Debbie personally reply to every prayer intention that's posted. Others will also offer you their prayer support. When there's something important you want prayers for, post it on the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie's site. Visit take2show.com. Click on the J&D logo today.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 6, verses 48 to 58. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread," meaning me. "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." At which the Jews disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They're scandalized by this. How is it that we're not? How is it that we just hear this and go, "Oh yeah, I know that passage"? They're just outraged and at least perplexed. Sane people, inspired teachers, wise men, prophets don't say things like this.
Okay, this is going to be such a good show. Tomorrow morning, 9 Eastern, please make sure you tune in. Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Teresa welcomes Father Mitch Pacwa, who's going to be talking about the seal of the confessional. See, we just talked about confession, the seal of the confessional. And then Teresa will be talking with Kristen Hawkins, who discusses the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, all about Judge Brett Kavanaugh. That's going to be fascinating. Please, 9 Eastern tomorrow morning, Catholic Connection. Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Everything that Teresa does is fabulous. Please make sure you always check out what she has to say. She always keeps us well informed. You can jump in share your take on this topic about having fun in life. 833-288-3986. 833-288-EWTN. Please keep in mind that when, you know, calling into a talk radio show, you may be thinking to yourself, "Oh, someone else is going to say it. I'm just going to be repeating what they know already." That's not necessarily true, because everybody has a unique story. Everybody has a unique walk in life, and we all are on a kind of a different pace, if you will, of our journey towards God. And it's important that we learn from one another. So I'm going to ask you right now that if you've never called in to a radio talk show, maybe you're not Catholic. I think that would be awesome if you would call in. We had a few that weren't a Catholic yesterday. We'd like to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Remember, we're a Take Two family. It's all about you. Okay, Diana was first up in Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Diana. Thank you so much for not sitting this out, and welcome to Take Two.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm a first-time caller, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
So what's your take on this?
My take on this is I just lost my husband on June 28th, and I want people to know that even though we're going through a grieving process, we can still experience joy. I've experienced so much joy from my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, all the people in the campground where I am, I'm having support from every direction. And like I said, we can have joy even though we're going through a grieving process.
Very true, Diana. But first off, I want to just back up for a minute because you just said this is a recent loss of June 28th. You may know that we keep a book of all of our living of Take-Two family and the deceased of Take-Two family. Would you be willing to impart your husband's first name so I can enter him into the book?
It is William, but people called him Bill.
That's my dad's name.
Awesome. Okay, they call them Billy because we're actually from a smaller community, but Bemidji is larger. That's where I am now, but he's originally from Bagley, Minnesota, which is a very small community, and they called him Billy.
And they called him Billy. So, beautiful. Well, mm-hmm. I put William in, I put Bill in, and I just added Billy because beautiful is that? But Diana, first of all, we're just on behalf of the whole Take-Two family, we're so sorry for your loss. But you know, what you just shared right now is going to give such hope to others who are grieving right now. You said you're right in the midst of it, but you're experiencing the love and support of everybody around you. And I'm sure you're sharing maybe some silly fun stories of your husband's life or encounters that people had with your husband.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful way to celebrate life every moment. And so I just, I thank you for sharing your story because you're right in the middle. You're right in the middle of this grieving process, but yet you're finding that beautiful joy in the life that you're living right now with everybody around you. And I think that is a wonderful thing. You're helping so many souls by sharing your walk with this, Diana. You're a strong woman.
I think that's important. I think that's very important. Other people have done the same for me. So, yes, it's very important to do that for others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Diana, have you ever been in a really... just an awkward situation, just a really awkward. Now, I could imagine that when folks were visiting you or came to the funeral or the wake or however the funeral services were, you know, there's sometimes that awkward situation where you don't know what to say. You can say, I'm sorry for your loss. You can hug the person. You can kiss the person. You can say, I'm here for you. I'm praying for you. You know, there's all those standard comments that are made, but it's kind of awkward, you know? But there's something about when you can just kind of break it up with a little bit of respectful laughter, you know, where you'll say something like, you know, I remember when folks would say to me, I didn't know your dad wore suits all the time. My dad always got dressed up in a suit because some people saw him on the golf course, and it was hilarious.
Okay.
And I just, yeah. And you break it up with a little bit of laughter and it tends to just relieve the situation. Wouldn't you agree that
my husband was actually buried in a t-shirt because that's what he wanted when he died. He wanted a t-shirt. He was not a dressy person. That just wasn't Bill. And if I would have dressed him in something dressy, I'm sure people would have said, that's not Bill.
Right.
So, yes.
So did any of the fine folks that visited, did they make some comments about the t-shirt you picked out or?
Yeah. We had a prayer service the night before his funeral, and there were many, many kind stories, many, many funny stories. And then the funeral was on Monday morning, and there again, I mean, we had it at St. Philip's here in Bemidji, and Father Chuck officiated with Father Dave Supercon celebrating with him. Mm-hmm. And even at that time, people were sharing with me before visitation, before the funeral, and of course afterwards. I'm sure people think that, some people probably think I'm really weird because I'm smiling and laughing because I'm joyful for him because I know that he's in heaven with the Lord.
Right.
And it was a heart attack, and it was right away. It was just like that. He did not have to suffer.
Oh, my goodness. So, how old was he, Diana?
He was 72. He would have been 73 in September.
Wow, that's young. That is young. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. Well, and no, I think it's a beautiful thing because this is just a change for us. We always think death is the ending. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of,
yep, you know, it was a celebration of life. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, you're a beautiful soul. Diane, I'll give you a little laugh, from another William as well. My dad used to joke all the time before he was dying. He said, I know my purgatory, what it's going to be. And we said, what is it going to be, Dad? And he said, cause my dad was a very avid golfer, loved golf. And he said, I'm going to get to heaven and God's going to present to me a beautiful golf course with a beautiful set of clubs, but I'm not going to have any golf balls. That's what he said.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, of course, Diana, in my quirky sense of humor, what did I do? I buried him with his favorite set of Titleist golf balls. So there you go. So he had them.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, Diana, you have...
I made a joke with him on the morning of his funeral because he was on a different journey than I was with the Lord, and I told him on Monday morning when I got to visit with him by myself before others came, I said, you know what? I know exactly what you're thinking. Ha, ha, ha. I made it to heaven before you did.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I love it. Diana, you are a precious soul. I have so enjoyed speaking with you, and God bless you. What a beautiful, strong woman of faith you are. And I just want to say our prayers are, support is around you during this time. And keep that smile on your face. I think it's a beautiful way to journey through some of the difficult situations we all face in life. So thank you, Diana. Thank you for blessing our day today. And please know that Billy is in the book. Okay. Thank you. Wow. What a great call. I mean, see, this is the Take Two family. We're learning from you. Please call in right now. Share with us how you bring fun into your life. Can you honestly say that when you wake up in the morning, you are loving life? Well, how do you do that? Give us a glimpse into your life so that we can learn from you. 833-288-3986. Now, I'm not suggesting, like in the song Fun, Fun, Fun in the Beach Boys, that you go off and, you know, race a car 120 miles an hour. That's not fun. That's dangerous. And I'm not saying, you know, you go to a local bar and drink, you know, a half a dozen drinks. That's dangerous and unhealthy as well. But I'm saying there's a way to incorporate healthy fun into our daily lives. And God rejoices in that because it's a celebration of life. 833-288-3986. And we're also going to be posting your social media comments as well. But please call in. This is your show. If you sit this out, then you're just going to hear me talking the entire hour, and you don't want that. We want to hear from you. Tina called in. Thank you so much, Tina, in Warren, Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Tina, thank you so much for calling, and welcome to Take Two.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to share, my mom and dad, they're 89, and dad's 89, mom's 92. She's an amputee. He has the beginning of Alzheimer's and other health issues. But they were given the gift of humor, and they shared that legacy with my sister and I. And we've also tried to pass that on to our kids. It's fun just being able to share time with family and with friends to make people. They've given us a legacy of love too that has made life so much more enjoyable.
Right.
And to be able to share that, not just with our biological family, but to draw in those around us and make them part of the family also. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the last 10 years, we've gone through a lot of struggles with health issues with my mom and dad, with my mother-in-law had passed, my husband lost his job, various things that have happened. We went from, in that 10 years, from our youngest graduating from high school to 5 grandchildren to caring for my parents. And my kids have stepped up, and two of them, because they're right here on a daily basis, are there. My son's fiance every day is there. It's just been such a wonderful experience to see both ends and to, you know, even though mom and dad have their health issues, we mm-hmm. still laugh and we joke around. And it's just, we had somebody one time say to us, you guys should have a sitcom because you're so funny or you always like this.
Right.
And it's like we just, well, the response was we take fun wherever we go.
We take fun wherever we go. Yeah. Yeah. But Tina, here's the thing. If you could hold on just a little bit longer, because we're going to be hearing, Rich is going to bring up the music in just a bit and we got to take a break. But I want to just comment on a few things you said, because you said that about your parents having a lot of things in their life that they're dealing with, health issues and stuff like that. But they have the gift of humor. And see, they pass that to their entire family. That's the legacy they're leaving, in addition to, I'm sure, all the other things that they're leaving their family. But let's talk about that a little more, because I think that's very important. I think we miss that in this world, especially as religious people. We tend to miss the humor portion. So let's talk about that when we come back. Josh, hold on, and the others, keep calling. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Bishop Robert Barron.
Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use Catholic radio to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
EWTN Religious Catalog has a brand new look with the same great holy reminders. Tune in to EWTN TV Friday 10:30 a.m., Saturday 1 p.m., and Monday 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and anytime at EWTNRC.com.
And this is an EWTN Bookmark Brief. I'm Doug Keck. Just finished interviewing Dr. Scott Hahn about a wonderful book, The Fourth Cup, Unveiling the Mysteries of the Last Supper and the Cross, published by Image, available through our religious catalog, of course. Tell us, Dr. Hahn, what's this book about?
This book is about how Jesus establishes the Eucharist to fulfill the Old Testament and to transform the Passover into the holy sacrifice of the Mass.
Now, The Fourth Cup, people might be familiar with that name. It goes back a ways to a talk you gave, right?
That's right. A quarter of a century ago or more, I gave a talk called Rome Sweet Home, and along with that, I gave another talk called The Fourth Cup. And it was the one that was the most requested. It seemed to have the deepest effect. And mm-hmm. so I took a bunch of the transcripts and I thought, you know, there's a book here. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I worked on, and that's what this is.
The Fourth Cup, Unveiling the Mystery of the Last Supper and the Cross. Thank you, Dr. Hahn. Look for the entire interview coming soon. The book is available right now, EWTNRC.com. And this has been an EWTN Bookmark Brief. Thanks for stopping by.
EWTN, communicating the faith.
I had to go through fear, and thank God that I overcame the fear, and I just left it up to God, and now there's no more fear, there's just acceptance, and I'm just learning to listen. If you want to be closer to God, you just need to keep following His rules, and your application, your radio station, has helped me to always be positive and continue to listen to the rules and obey.
EWTN, live truth, live Catholic.
Hi, this is Janet Benkovic-Williams. Please join us for Women of Grace tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Thanks for being with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. We're talking to Tina in Warren, Ohio. And Tina, I just wanted to kind of tag on to some of the things that you've said about your beautiful parents. They've been through a lot. They're dealing with a lot. And yet they keep that sense of humor. And so many times I think that people are hesitant to embrace being religious, if you will, because they think it's so stuffy, it's so stiff, it's so serious. And that's not true. Look at your beautiful parents and the legacy they are leaving with your family. And you can have that appreciation for life, that love of life. And that's what I believe anyway, that God delights in. He wants us to appreciate it. He came for us to have life and to have it to the fullest. And that means fun. That means enjoyment. That means having that laughter for all the silly purposes. Right, Tina? I mean, share with me a little bit more about that, because I think we need more of that in this world right now. Right now, it's a very heavy world.
Yeah, it is. And there's a lot going on that is for concern, but they have come through mom breast cancer, colon cancer,
skin cancer, dad kidney cancer, open heart surgery, 3 weeks apart, back to back. They've been through so much, and we've been through so much as a family. But for me, it's been, and I had cancer 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And people had asked, how is it that you can just go, you still have a bounce in your step and a smile on your face, even with everything that's going on. And my response has always been, I'm only human. I can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to know what my limit is as a human, and then I have to give the rest to God.
Right.
And I have to let him handle it and not take it back from him. Give it to him and let him have it. And that's something that I got partially from my parents and just through my faith and classes I've taken, people that I know. But that's a big part of it,
mm-hmm.
I think, is being able to just say, okay, I know what my limits are, and I'm going to trust God that he's going to take care of it.
Right. Right, and keep a smile on your face through it all because you know that God's got it in control. Tina, can I ask you, do we have your parents' first names in our books?
No, you don't. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry. Thank you. I'm so glad. That's right. You're first time. Okay. Oh, so we had two first-time callers. This is awesome. Okay, can you impart your parents' first names? We'd love to enter them into our book.
Dad's name is Pasquale, P-A-S. Q-U-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And mom's first name is Vista, V-I-S-T-A.
Beautiful. Well, now they have the whole Take Two family lifting them up in prayer on a daily basis and your entire family. That's awesome, Tina. Keep smiling. Keep that laughter. I would love to join your family. I think it's, there's nothing more beautiful than when you're with a family at a family celebration or a get together with some friends and family members and there's just a ton of laughter. There's something so beautiful about that, contagious about that, and it's just incredible how it takes you throughout your entire day and week and month when you can have those forms of beautiful celebration, celebrating life. Your parents did a great job, and they're awesome folks, strong people, and I'm so glad you called in today. Thank you for not sitting it out. Thank you for sharing with us, and don't be a stranger. Call anytime, okay, Tina?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Tina's going to go ahead and free up that line, and you can call in right now. There's plenty of time on your show. This is your show. So, you know, be like Diana, first-time caller. Tina, first-time caller. We're welcoming you. 833-288-3986. How do you incorporate fun in your life? How do you celebrate life going through so many things? I just want to say real quickly, Josh, hold on 1 second. I want to say real quickly that when I was in college and I was working at a restaurant, there was a family that used to come into the restaurant every Saturday night and they would have dinner. And this was a family of four. It was mom, dad, a teenage daughter and a younger son. Okay. So boy and a girl, mom and dad, they would come in and they would sit close the same section every Saturday night for dinner. And they would start laughing and giggling the entire, like, hour, 90 minutes they were sitting at the table. Okay. They would just be laughing. And everybody, all the servers, all the bartenders, all the wait staff would say, what is going on with this family? We want this family. This is hilarious. We would watch them and they would just giggle and laugh and talk. And the dad would be, you know, leaning back his chair, laughing so hard. And you'd have that secondary laugh that would happen where you couldn't even catch your breath. And so, about 6 months into this family coming to the restaurant, one of the servers decided to go up and ask the family, what is their secret? What is the deal with this family? And it's hilarious because this family was really in financial difficulty. He was on the verge of losing his job. His kids were having situations happening at school. The mom was facing some health issues. situations. So they had a lot going on in their family, but they constantly laughed. They were Christian. They were devout Christians. So they had a really strong relationship with Jesus. But they just celebrated every moment. They made a commitment to every time they were together, they were going to make the most of the time they had together because they didn't know what was going to happen in the next day. And that's how they lived their life. But boy, oh boy, were they an example for all of us. We really admired them. And, you know, I think of them very often when I go into a restaurant. So see how that you can leave an impact just by how you relate to your family members out in public. Okay, Josh, thank you so much for waiting, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Welcome to Take Two, Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what's your take on this?
How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm really great. Actually, Josh, I'll be honest with you. My mother-in-law was just diagnosed with terminal cancer, and she was sent home on hospice this weekend. And so my mother-in-law is probably going to be passing in the next few months. But as you can hear me today, I'm still in a joy-filled mood because, you know what? It's similar to what we've been talking about. I know she's going to meet our Lord, and there's a part of me, I'm sad for us, but I'm excited for her. So you asked, so I just told you. So now I have to ask the Take Two family, please pray for my mother-in-law, June, and my husband's entire family. Thanks. Okay. So now you probably weren't ready for that answer, Josh, but I gave it to you.
Oh, no, that's a good answer. I like it.
Thank you. So what's your take?
What makes you happy in life? What do you like to do for fun?
Me? I love dancing. I absolutely love ballroom dancing. My husband and I love music, and we love ballroom dancing. We think it's just so beautiful. We love listening to music. I love listening to jazz music. I, of course, love Christian music. There's something about music that makes me very happy. I've often said I should have been like a rock star or something, because I just love it. So that's, yeah. What about you, Josh? What makes you happy?
Well, I love music too. It's a universal language. Mm-hmm. I like painting. I like fishing. I like helping people out. That's probably the thing I like the most to do, is help people out who really need it.
And that brings you a sense of peace and joy and makes life exciting. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's awesome to watch someone, you know, mature into something beautiful. I mean, I think that's how God probably looks at all this, you know, watching us struggle and deal with all of our pains every day, because it's not easy down here. But, mm-hmm. you know, when we overcome those things, that's what makes it all worthwhile. It's like, wow.
Right.
You know,
right.
Truly beautiful.
Yeah. So Josh, we all can admit to this, that we have a life that has a lot of problems. There's a lot of struggles, a lot of sadness, a lot of sorrow, a lot of heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What advice would you give other Take Two listeners right now? And you have a global platform, Josh, so no pressure to you, but what advice would you give others on how to really find and tap into those precious moments that can bring joy to life? What quick practical advice could you give others?
I would say unrelenting faith will make you an unstoppable force. That no matter what you do, no matter what goes down, you never stop pushing. You keep on pushing. You never give up.
Right.
If it's for something good, go all the way with it.
Right. Yeah, fighting the good fight. Keep going. Keep one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. Yeah. Josh, I agree with you. I mean, I think a lot of people feel so weighed down. I mean, we did the show on what keeps you shackled, what keeps you chained. So many folks are focusing on what's keeping them down. They're missing out what they can experience by moving forward, by experiencing as they walk with our Lord and journey close to our Lord and stay the course. And so I'm right with you, Josh. Yeah, that's a really cool advice you gave.
it's not always easy to stay the course, and I'm sure a lot of listeners out there know what I'm talking about, but we have to keep pushing on. You know, we can't give up. Jesus didn't give up, so he's something to reflect on. He's someone to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus, because he, look at everything he did for us. I mean, wow.
Oh, I know. I know. If that, I say this all the time, Josh. If there was just one Josh, he'd do it all again, just for Josh. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's,
you know,
got my respect all the way. He's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love it, Josh. Thank you so much. Thank you for blessing our day, and thank you for asking. Yeah, and thank you for asking me what I do for fun and relaxation. I really appreciate that. That was very kind of you. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day in Sioux Falls. Will you do that for us?
Yes, I will. And you too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, so I promised that Jeff Burson would be putting up social media comments, YouTube, Facebook. Hi, guys. You're all having your chats going. Let's see. Anna said, I have fun playing the piano, being in a band. See, Anna's in a band. I want to be in that band. And I have a job working with dogs. It's important to have fun. God wanted us to enjoy life, and you can't evangelize looking like a sour Christian. I totally agree. Anna, you and I could be friends. Okay, Mike, fun in my life is online computer games. My favorite is based on the Lord of the Rings books. Okay, Mike. Tim says, seeing the power of God in your life is more fun than anything else. Yes, amen to that, Tim. But taking up our cross to follow him is not always so fun. Yeah, you know what? That's the difficult portion. But with God's grace, and he's never going to leave us, and he gives us the strength, and we tap into his strength, and we unite ourselves in that suffering. And with him, and you know what? We can make it through things. I mean, you look at just our previous caller, Tina was sharing about her parents, what they've been through, all the different health situations they've been through, and they still have a smile on their face. That's pretty inspiring. Margaret on Facebook says, I'm not enjoying life at this moment. I'm literally just existing. Okay, Margaret, please, I am absolutely begging you to do this for yourself, okay? God, Jesus came for you, Margaret, to have life and to have it in abundance. So he doesn't want you to just exist. I'm asking you to please enlist support around you. Go to your church, get some professional help, get the resources you need to get yourself to a place where you are thriving. You're not just surviving, you're not just existing, but you're thriving. It's there, Margaret. It's closer than you think. Please get your prayer life ramped up. Start praying the rosary on a regular basis if you haven't done that already, and you watch how the good Lord puts in your path all of these people and opportunities for you to get to a point where you can start enjoying life again and not existing. Margaret, we're going to pray for you. Please take two families, start praying, surround Margaret with a ton of prayers so that she can get the right support around her so that she can start to really thrive and enjoy life. Margaret, that's our promise to you. Mary has been waiting so patiently in Houston, Texas, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for waiting, and welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. I'm using an anonymous name.
Okay.
Although it's my confirmation name, but I want to tell you some things. Actually, I don't think I've told other people, but Jesus really, really makes me laugh, and I think it's when I make him really happy, he really makes me laugh. So one time, in an adoration, I was contemplating, and all of a sudden I saw the tabernacle door open, and these little pettifogs came floating one by one out of the tabernacle. And at Mass that day, the gospel was, I am the bread of life.
Mm. Wow.
And so all I could do was, I just started almost laughing out loud in Mass. Mm-hmm. And this is something I've never told anybody, but I used to bring communion to the hospitals. You know, Houston's full of them. And I gave this one lady communion, and she immediately puked. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, what are you supposed to do? And so I gathered, you know, all the vomit and the host in this little plastic bag. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, how can I leave Jesus there? That is just disgusting. What can I do? I swallowed it. I swallowed the whole bag.
Oh, wow.
Then I went, I did. I couldn't stand to leave him there. Then I went to Mass, and I was in the choir, and guess what the song was?
What
Look
was
beyond
this?
The cup to drink. See your Savior and your God.
Oh, my goodness.
I cracked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was definitely no coincidence. That was, he was saying, yep, I appreciated it.
Right, right. So
and
he was
a little pat on the back. So, you know, he makes me laugh.
Well, and you know, Mary, well, first of all, let me just back up for a minute. I know you said you picked, see, we don't do anonymous names on the phone calls here. Right, right.
Yeah.
So I just want to say what a cool confirmation name. Obviously, Mary, very awesome. I love that. But Mary, let me just go back and share something. You know, we sometimes have this image of Jesus and of God the Father. And I just think, I'm going to say this, and this is not maybe, this is just me personally speaking. I'm not representing, you know, the Catholic teaching of the church, okay? I just sometimes think we have such a distorted view of God the Father and distorted view of Jesus. I mean, when we say that Jesus was all human, well, he had those emotions that we have. And of course he's going to find, you know, the lighthearted side of something or make somebody, why not make somebody laugh? You know, they say that laughter and smiling, it releases all these endorphins, which are the feel good hormones in your body. Well, why would God allow that to be created in us? Why would these things be created in us if it wasn't for our benefit and our good? It releases healthy things inside of us to make us stronger and our bodies healthier. So of course God wants us to see, you know, to have that, how can I say that, that this almost relaxed state when we are in the midst of things. And the way to do that sometimes is through laughter, is through a smile or something of that nature. So to me, your story, although I have to tell you, I've never heard it before. I've never heard the story before. You were in a very unique situation there. And I commend you for how you handled it. I don't know necessarily if I could have done the same thing. I probably would have gone back to the church in the back sacristy and had it, you know, Jesus, because you know the drain that goes straight down into the earth. But you had that, you were in that situation. And see, in your God's response to you, Jesus's response to you, you know, gave you that confirmation that he's there and he's smiling along with you. And he realizes the unusual circumstance that you were in, but how beautiful, you know, you responded from your heart because you care so much about the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the Eucharist. And wow. So I say to you, when you have these encounters with our Lord, and I think they're very frequent for most people, believe it or not, Mary, I just don't think we're aware of them. I think we overlook them, but you're very tuned into it. So, God bless you for that. God bless you for being tuned in to our Lord and the little, you know, gentle reminders that he's right there and smiling along with you. I love that about your faith. I think that is very encouraging for the rest of us and inspiring. And it helps us to realize that God is much closer to us than we give him credit for. So I'm just kind of tailing on to what you said, but I hope I kind of, you know, summed it up a little bit. Did I do okay?
No, you did great. Thanks.
Aw, thanks, Mary. You're awesome. Thanks for sharing with us. We're a family, and what you have to say, I think, makes a big difference for the rest of us. So thank you so much. I really appreciate your call today. It means the world to us. Thank you. Okay, so folks, you still have time to get in if you want to make a quick call. I just wanted to share about tomorrow's show. Before I share about tomorrow's show, Jared said on YouTube, hi, Jared, I'm waving to you. My favorite fun thing is hiking. Oh, I love hiking. I absolutely love hiking. I also have fun whenever I go over to my grandmother's and play board games with my family. See, board games are great. It's a great way to bring people together. It really is. And it's a wonderful, time to just bond like that. Tomorrow's show, I just wanted to share with you real quickly, is about taking a breath before we react or respond in difficult situations. I think in this day and age, we have a problem with reacting. A lot of folks feel the need to just blurt out anything that comes to mind very quickly without thinking of the damage they are doing with their tongues and the words that they use. And it's really important as Catholic Christians, we talk about this, about how we conduct ourselves. Do we take a breath before we react or respond? You know, and the whole thing about what would Jesus do? I mean, we're going to talk all about that tomorrow. So please be thinking about that. Real quickly, I just wanted to say something about the National Catholic Register. EWTN's National Catholic Register is America's most trusted Catholic news source with a comprehensive view of the world from a distinctly Catholic perspective. So you can get 6 free issues with our compliments. So I think you should take advantage of that. And if you like it, you can later subscribe at a 35% savings off the newsstand price. So to get started, it's so simple to get your 6 free issues. You're going to love it. I love the National Catholic Register. You go to ncregister.com today, ncregister.com today. Okay. Tim, our friend Tim on Facebook. Hi, Tim. When I worked as a prisoner of retail, I would always enjoy seeing children excited about what they are getting. They have that look like, I have this and you don't. That's so true, Tim. Kids are hilarious in stores. They get so excited over the simplest of things, and it's fun to watch them, and it's fun to, you know, kind of be inspired by our children. I mean, you look at, go back to Rich Jesse's, our producer's picture on take2show.com. You know, his beautiful baby Rose, you know, look at her face. She's so precious. And you can tell that Rich and Laura, the parents, they're proud of the moment they're spending together, and they're taking a picture and they're capturing that moment. And I'm sure they put it all over Facebook, and all family members commented, and how beautiful it is to celebrate life. It's a miracle you're here today. It's a miracle that you're listening to EWTN in the show. It's a miracle that you get to experience life in a unique way and grow closer to God in every moment of your life. It's precious. Life is precious. Enjoy the moment, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. All we can claim is today. We can't go back and change the past, and we can't predict the future. We can only claim right now. That's what St. Rose used to say. And she said it so beautifully, because she said, claim the moment right now and be in that moment. So that's what my prayer is for the whole entire Take Two family today, is that we really enjoy the moment, and we celebrate life, even if we're going through really difficult times. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you knew what is going on in my life, you would be thinking, how does she even put a smile on her face? How does she laugh? How does she giggle? It's real simple. Jesus. Jesus. That's how I do it. That's the secret. And you know what? It's amazing. And there's a precious, precious power in the name of Jesus. So when you're feeling really heavy and burdened, you know, just really say the name of Jesus in a beautiful, reverent way, and let him fill you with that joy and that smile. Okay? That's my prayer for you guys, because we love you. And another show is prepared for you tomorrow. And on behalf of our whole entire Take Two team, that's Matt Gabinski, Rich Jesse, our producer, Jeff Burson, Matt and Mike and Jack and Tom and Deborah. It goes on and on and on. We all want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.